Obviously, I think. Sorry, can you repeat the question again?
No need to repeat it.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, talk a bit briefly about your artistic language, your inspiration, and influences, be it art form, art
Sure.
movements, or
Sure.
theories, and then how your artistic language informs your directing vision or style to be found on KKBM.
Okay. Obviously, for coming to this piece, I brought in whatever experience I have and whatever knowledge I get, and also like obviously also I'm still learning. At the same time, I think I'm always open to learning new things from the cast, from other people. So it's a balance of everything. And one thing that I have been exploring for some time is the idea of the performance body on stage. When are you alive? When is the body alive? When is the body vulnerable? When is the body not dictated by instruction, which means direction and all that? So for this Kakak Kami Laki, on one level, yes, as a director, you need to kind of know where the actor should stand and all that. But at the same time, I was also interested, and I discussed a lot with the actors on how they should own the space and own their body, and how that body is constantly kept alive for that whole 1.5 hour on stage. Yeah, and and whenever you revisit the work again the next day, how do you always keep it fresh? How do you keep it alive again and not make it into a repetitive pattern? Yeah. So of course, in terms of design wise, also coming from the background of a designer, I always challenge myself, what have I not done? And then like of course, when you ask something like that, you get a bit over ambitious in the beginning, and then you go through your own creative process on how you filter your ideas. And I also realized that along the way, sometimes simplicity is the best at times. You don't have to do a lot to say so much. And that was one thing I wanted to bring into the piece also. That's why I didn't want to fluff it up with so many things. And I want that honesty of the piece, honesty of the characters to come up from the lines itself. And for me, is to help the character stay alive on stage. Yeah. I mean, like, at the end of the day, it's them, it's them, it's those characters that will be communicating with the audience. And I think that is very, very important, because if I have my own, I want it this way and that way, without and disregarding the audience, then what am I looking for here? So the question that constantly I have is that, what is that balance? Like, how much? I mean, it is a responsibility towards your audience to see what you give. But at the same time, you also have your artistic journey and artistic pursuit and what you want in the piece. So how do you strike that balance? Okay, it's never like, okay, I give 100% to what the audience want, or I give 100% to what I want, you see. And that negotiation puts you in a very, very vulnerable stage. And I think I enjoy being vulnerable, actually, when you create, because you don't know what you are always on the edge, and you don't know what you're gonna expect. I think that's the beauty of what I bring into the piece.